So just before we start, did everybody have a good night's sleep?
Yeah.
No, you're still sleeping. Did everybody have a good night's sleep?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're still sleeping. Alrighty. It's time for everything. And now it is time to be awake and to be alert. Did everybody have breakfast?
Uh-huh.
Alright, good. Once again, we really want to welcome you. We are very, very happy that the Lord sent you here. And I wanted to highlight again what was said yesterday, that the Lord have brought you here because He have something very special for you. So I want you to sit in the Bible study and asking yourself, what is the Lord telling me in that Bible study? What is the Lord talking about? It's not about this Jacob guy. It is about me. And as we sit and listen to the Word of God this way, the Spirit of God will speak to your heart. So please, forget about the person that's sitting next to you, or behind you, or in front of you. And for about an hour and 15 minutes or so, we just wanted to kind of really pay attention to what the Lord is telling us. This is a Bible conference, just like any Bible conference. And the whole idea is this, that if the Spirit of God give you something to say, if the Lord giving you something to say, please make sure that it is short. Don't go on for 5 minutes. If you have a question, please ask a question. The whole idea is that you young people will be trained in your local assemblies to know how to take part in a Bible study. And when the day will come, and if the Lord leaves us here, you know how do you conduct yourself in a Bible study. It's a wonderful thing. It is not practiced in many, many places in the world, even in a Christian sphere. So this is an opportunity for you to get trained. So sisters, if you have a question, write it down on a piece of paper, pass it on. Young brothers, if you have a comment, again, as I said, make it nice and short. If you have a question, ask a question. We wanted to have an interaction going on here. Make sure you have a paper and a pen, a notebook. That's what you do. Because you need to take notes. Because there will be a test in the end. Not really. But we really wanted to, again, sit with an open heart and an open mind and learn from the Word of God. We're going to have an introduction to the subject. We're going to have a scripture read. And then we wanted to just sit with open heart, with open mind. And again, forget about the people next to you. You will see them after. Just focus on what the Spirit of God is telling you today. Because we are praying that the Lord will do a tremendous work in you. That each and every one of you will impact the environment around him, everybody around him for Christ. And that's not going to happen unless you have that conviction in your own heart. And God will see to it that it will be done. And you're going to see that in the life of Jacob.
So, Brother Hamill, that was a very good introduction. So I'd like two young men to think about who would read from chapter 27. But while they're thinking about that, I want to just turn us to Genesis chapter 25. My way of adding to Brother Amel has said, is to give us a little background so we can move into chapter 27. So Genesis chapter 25, for the interest of time, I'm going to read these verses here. Verse 8, then Abraham, Genesis 25 verse 8, then Abraham died in a good old age, an old man, full of years, and was gathered to his people. Let's read verse 20, verse 19. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as his wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian, Padanaram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. The Lord was entreated by him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be born of thee. The one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bore them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a quiet man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob boiled pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. So now we need two young men that can read in chapter 27. The first can take us down to verse 23 or 24, and the second can finish the chapter. Then we'll make some comments and begin.
Genesis chapter 27.
Yes.
Now it came about when Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see that he called his older son Esau and said to him, my son. And he said to him, here am I. Isaac said, behold, now I am old and I do not know the day of my death. Now then, please take your gear, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and prepare a savory dish for me, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, so that my soul may bless you before I die. Rebekah was listening while Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game to bring home, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, behold, I heard your father speak to your brother Esau, saying, bring me some game and prepare a savory dish for me that I may eat and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, listen to me as I command you. Go now and to the flock and bring me two choice young goats from there, that I may prepare them as a savory dish for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall bring it to your father so that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death. Jacob answered his mother, Rebekah, and said, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and then I will be a deceiver in his sight, and I will bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing. But his mother said to him, your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go and get them for me. So he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made a savory food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the garments of Esau, her elder son, which were in her house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of young goats on his hand and the smooth part of his neck. She also gave the savory food and the bread which she had made to her son Jacob. Then he came to his father and said, my father, and he said, here am I. Who are you, my son? Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you have told me. Get up, please, sit and eat of my game, that you may bless me. Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have done it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God caused it to happen to me." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come close that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob came close to Esau, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like Esau's brother's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" And he said, "I am."